everyone. Welcome to In Your Element from Tetramap, where our focus is on developing people and business the way nature intended. Our guests will be sharing their expertise on what it's like when you're working in your element and working in a great team where people value each other's differences. I'm Louise Duncan, your host, and look forward to sharing this with you in the coming weeks. Well, hello, listeners, and welcome to Tetramap's In Your Element podcast. And I'm delighted to welcome today's guest, who's Pete Clark, based in Sydney, Australia. Pete is a virtual facilitator, as many of us are these days, and he focuses on leadership, executive coaching, and a really interesting take on mindset about toughness in any challenging times. But of course, we're just coming towards the end of COVID situation at the moment. So it's been a wonderful opportunity for Pete to really share his skills, and he's been very generous with his whole community. So welcome, Pete.
Thanks, Louise. Thanks for the opportunity.
That's great. And what I think is one of the things that's really fascinating about Pete is his company name, his business name, which is 21 Whispers. So I'd like to kick off with that, Pete. Can you tell us a bit about why you named your company that way?
Yeah, of course. It's an interesting story. Well, I think it's an interesting story because when I set up the business 4 or 5 years ago, one of the first questions that people ask you is, what are you going to call yourself? What are you going to call yourself? And actually, the story of 21 Whispers starts probably 15 years ago. I was working with a small group of participants doing coaching. It was a building company, so a little bit behind some of the coaching methodologies. It was a mainly, predominantly male group, a couple of ladies. We had a great time, 5 days. They loved it. About 6 months later, I was hosting a conference for them. And I knew a lot of people in the audience, and they were coming up and having a chat. And you know when you're in that sort of networking situation and you sense someone wants to say something, but they're waiting?
Yeah.
Well, that was the situation. There was like four of us standing around, then three of us, then two of us. And once the last person left, this lady who was on that program with me looked me straight in the eye, stepped right into my space a little bit uncomfortably, almost pointed at me and said, thank you. You changed my life, you. Thank you. And then walked off.
Ah.
And as I'm telling the story, I can still feel the goosebumps. Now, what I reckon happened, and what it was, is it caused her to stop smoking. She'd been smoking all her life, and she'd tried to stop and tried to stop and tried to. And something I said, I don't even know what it is, caused her to go, no, that's it. I've made a decision. I'm going to stop smoking. And she'd stopped smoking for the first time ever for 9 months.
Wow.
But what it got me thinking, it was a little bit like, wow, how good am I? I'm a fantastic person. But really, I just happened to be fortunate that whatever I'd said happened to be the 21st whisper. She'd been told and recommended and knew that she needed to stop, but just hadn't done anything about it. And I just happened to be, timing-wise, the person that delivered the 21st whisper. And it got me thinking that actually life whispers to us all the time, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a business, whether it's a car, whether it's a house or a garden, you know, it's always whispering to us. And it's only when we hear it as a shout that we tend to do something about it. So hence the whispers. And when I kind of got that idea, it made my contribution to any of my coaching or delivery really quite significant, because I no longer needed to be the 21st whisper. You get it occasionally, but I could have been the 20th whisper for many people, and I'll never know.
Yeah.
But the fact that I'm contributing to someone's growth and development is just, it's really significant for me. So I go into every scenario knowing if I go in with a really good intention, I will be one of the whispers.
I see. And why the number 21 then, Pete? What is the significance of that?
Well, to be truthful, Louise, there isn't.
Uh-huh.
it's just a catchier number than six, because you know the old kind of, you know, the story of, you know, it takes 21 days to develop a habit.
Change a habit that and all that.
That's not true. You know, the research suggests it's anywhere between sort of 66 and 210.
Right.
But I just thought 21 Whisperers is a bit catchier than 66.
Right,
so that's what the 21 represents. But the Whispers is about, you know, I'm whispering to people, and sometimes I'm lucky enough to deliver the 21st whisper when someone
I get it. It's such a clever little name. I love it. I absolutely love it. And when I listened to some of the things that you've been sharing, and I thought, you know, I love the couple of things particularly that I'd just like to highlight. The first one that I that sort of brought a bit of a lump to my throat was about the letter you shared that you'd written to your daughter. And I just wondered if you wanted to just comment on that, Pete.
Yeah, so I can't remember when it was. It was years ago. I know it's called Baz Luhrmann wrote a song called Sunscreen, where he basically, you know, in a monologue fashion, comes all this advice to people about, you know, you should wear sunscreen, et cetera, et cetera. So I took that idea and actually, as a father to three children, wrote a letter to my daughter on her 18th birthday about all my kind of rambling advice as a dad. And it was really touching. It was really emotional to do it. As I was getting to going through all my old journals, I've got about 50 of them, looking at the things that I'd written years ago, this popped up. And it was one of those things where you go, that's really personal, but it's really quite courageous if I was to put that out online. And that, I think that was actually my second or third post online. And what's interesting, there's an interesting story behind this, Louise, because it reignited my daughter's motivation. Because at the time, she was applying for jobs and couldn't really find anything. And I said, so why don't you go and ask the companies that you want to work for if they've got any vacancies? And she said, classically, well, there's no vacancies. And I said, well, write them an email and say you want to be the next employee. And of course, the story works out brilliantly because she did. They were really surprised by that. She got an interview and then got the job.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
It's amazing. So she heard her 21st whisper again.
That's why I wondered if the name from 21 came from her 21st birthday, but it was actually her 18th, right?
Yeah, that's her 18th. I wrote the original letter to. Yeah, so yeah, so that's how 21 Whispers came to be, and it's only 4 years ago that I registered that as a company name. But everyone always asks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad I did because I like to know the depth behind the story. So thank you, Pete.
Oh no, thank you.
Listeners, you may or may not know that Pete is one of our certified TetraMap facilitators. So I wanted to ask you something about, you know, the podcast is called In Your Element, Pete. Mm. So when you're in your element, what are you doing, thinking or feeling?
I have thought about this a lot, actually, Louise. And two things. When I do the kind of TetraMap, the little diagnostic, I probably come out as predominantly water and earth. And then I related that to when I'm in my element in nature, I would love to be on top of, in front of an open fire, looking out over an expanse of ocean. So it kind of resonates. It resonates with me.
It's amazing how people use those easy descriptors to then turn it into something which paints a picture for other people.
Yeah, yeah. So I love the freshness of water, but I love the awe of mountain ranges. Mm. And when I'm doing my work, I'm actually in my element either end of the day. I love when I'm able to getting up early and kind of getting a head start on the world. I love that feeling of being up before everyone else. And also at the end of the day, I can be a little bit of a night hawk. And if I'm trying to design something or learn something new, I'm immersed in a bit of content. And this little bit of content will take me somewhere else. And I'm diving into the references and then checking that out. And so that's often when I can be my most creative.
Oh, wow. So both ends of the day, using your elemental preferences to bring the whole thing together. That's cool.
Yeah, and that's right.
Is there anything about nature that's particularly important to you? In Sydney, you'll be very close to the ocean, I guess, a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very fortunate, Louise, an ocean view in the house we've got. I do ask, it's calming, it's grounding. The author, there's a book out there called Connections. And one of the aspects of that is that we've kind of forgotten our connection to nature.
Right.
In that, how much it grounds us and keeps us sane. And so I'm very fortunate that I live close. In fact, I've almost always lived close to water in some ways. But living in Sydney, where there's so much water, and the sky has an amazing hue of blue when the sun shines, it's really quite stunning.
And how does that affect you, Pete, personally?
It's revitalizing. When I'm stepping close to the ocean, you can smell it, you can hear it, you can see it. It just refreshes me. It's almost like a little bit of a top up on the old battery.
Mm.
So it's when it really, really, it brings energy back. It's calming for me. It brings me back into the center. It connects me with my roots. And so I'm probably you'd have to ask my wife and family about this, but I'm probably better once I've been outside.
Right. Well, I think, you know, because we're talking at the moment, we're right in the middle of this coronavirus pandemic. And one of the things that we've been talking about a lot is, you know, just go outside every day and take a walk.
Yep.
And, you know, not everybody's as lucky to live right by the ocean, but just going outside to a park to take a bit of greenery in, to do something like that, is a way to help us keep us sane during this situation. I mean, I saw something the other day about Spain, I think it was, where the kids hadn't been allowed out for a month.
I know.
And I was thinking, wow, that must have an impact on their mental, you know, health as well as physical things too.
Yeah, I agree. One of my buddies was sharing with me some research that even if you, the difference between looking out the window and being outside, the difference that the sunlight generates in our body is completely different. You don't get the benefits just by looking out the window.
No.
You have to be outside the window. You have to be in it to get the benefit.
That's so, so true. So there's lots of value in this whole thing about being closer to nature and being connected to nature to help us all as humans and individuals. And I think that's one of the massive benefits that will actually come out of this situation that we're in. And let's hope it stays with us all for a much longer time.
Yeah, I think things will change, but I don't know in what way yet, Louise. Our new normal will be a little bit different. Sometimes I think we can have very short memories.
That's true.
So I'm hoping, and it was the subject of one of my previous posts, and I've heard it from clients when they've said, you know, it's taken a pandemic for us to get some client deals across the line that 6 weeks ago were unimaginable and impossible.
Right,
you know,
that's great.
It's taken a pandemic for us to connect with our staff and our people in ways that we didn't think were imaginable and even worthwhile 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think a lot of staff would have had a lot more personal connection with their bosses, in inverted commas, that they would have had than previously, for better or for worse in some cases.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Definitely.
All right, Pete. Well, I wanted to move on so our listeners can get the most from your huge amount of knowledge. And I wanted to ask you if you could identify a story or something about your work that was important to you, because one of the webinars I attended was about your Bouncing Forward initiative. And I just wondered if you could share something around either your story or the Bouncing Forward, or maybe a combination of both.
Yeah, so the analogy I use, Louise, on the Bouncing Forward story is during what we're going through, and maybe for a lot of people, depending on the situation, they're just bounce back. They're just trying to get back to what it was like, you know, just to get through this thing. And yet often most people, when I speak to them and get the chance to speak to them one-on-one, they talk about, often in hindsight, the challenging times are the times when I've grown the most. I didn't realize that at the time, but that adversity, that uncertainty that I went through, in hindsight, I recognized how I've grown. So it was this idea to give people the opportunity that let's do some things to bounce back, but also, is it possible we could use it to bounce forward and actually emerge stronger? And, you know, we all know the story of Viktor Frankl, man's search for the Stockdale paradox from Jim Collins' book about Jim Stockdale, who was incarcerated in the Hanoi Hilton in the Vietnam War. He was tortured mercilessly and came out and said, well, I'm now a better person. Mm. I just don't know how, that's hard for me to reconcile, you know, being horrifically tortured and coming out a better person. And so my feeling is that if it's possible in those extreme situations, maybe there's a possibility for some of us that not only can we bounce back, but we could bounce forward.
That's very true. That's very true. But it's hard, eh? When you're in the moment.
It is very hard. It is very hard, especially with, you know, our new working from home, staying at home, our new co-workers. Yeah. So look, if people are interested, Louise, there is that whole toolkit's available for people. It's free of charge. It's complimentary. People can download it and share it with the family, the friends. I've had lots of great feedback so far. We can leave the details at the end if people are interested.
Definitely. Well, we'll leave the details at the end and we'll make sure that we put a link to that in the show notes. So for anyone that's listening, they can get your Bounce Forward gift, which is very generous of you. And you've been really generous with your resources and your time and everything. So I think it's really great. I think I've noticed a real spirit of generosity throughout many of our facilitators, actually. People have said, how can I help? What can I share? What can I teach someone? You know, and we've been doing a lot of that, and it's been an amazing community effort. I've really enjoyed it. So thank you so much for offering to share that.
You're welcome. Somebody said to me years ago, you know, do it for nothing and send an invoice to the universe.
Yeah, absolutely good piece of advice. I love that.
So that's what I've been doing as much as I can, trusting that, you know, it'll bounce back in some way to someone.
It will.
And therefore I'm contributing to something.
Yeah, and you've contributed a great deal. I think it was great. So thank you very much for the offer of the toolkit for the listeners.
So it's a pleasure.
Pete, just one thing else I'd like to ask you. Is there a particular quote or a short reading that is meaningful for you that we'd like to invite all our guests to share?
Louise, there is dozens. I'm not sure if I could limit it to one. So let me give you a couple. So I love the short ones.
Yeah.
And you'll appreciate this being from in New Zealand. I love some of the All Blacks ones, you know, a better person makes a better All Black. I love those ones. There's life than preventing death, you know, all those sort of ones. I love there's a book by Oriah Mountain Dreamer. I think she's an Indian, and it's called The Indian. That whole script, and I'll send a link for people, it's just an extraordinary request to be more of yourself.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It is. It's really fantastic. But two come to mind, and the reason these two come to mind is because when I heard them, they literally stopped me in my tracks. I was driving the car. It's only happened twice. I was so blown away, smacked in the face metaphorically by these two questions or quotes that I had to stop the car, write it down, replay it, and ponder on it for a few minutes. So the first one was years ago, and I was driving some way, probably down the M1 or the A1, and it was it was some sort of cassette. That's how old it was.
Yeah.
Do you remember those?
I do.
And somebody asked this question. They said, what would stop if you weren't around? And I pondered on that and thought, you know what? Nothing. Nothing would stop if I wasn't around. So, Pete, come on, lift your game. Mm. You better start to do some stuff that makes a difference, because if nothing's going to stop if you're not around, where's your legacy? That was a 21st whisper for me. And the second one actually was about 6 months ago. I was driving home from Sydney back to our house. And I was listening to a podcast, more up to date than a cassette. And somebody described the best definition of hell, which sounds a bit ominous. So the definition of hell was, on your last day, the person you became meets the person you could have become.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it was a 21st whisper for me. I just was in a moment to go, I wonder if I'm really become a person better than I could have ever been. And so, again, I had to stop the car. I had to rewind the podcast, play it again two or three times, and write it down and ponder. Am I really doing everything I can to become the best possible person I be? So I don't get to that last day and think, oh, there's another better Pete Clark out there.
Right. Great. I love it. Love it. Absolutely love it. So what's interesting about those things is you make a great analogy with that was a whisper for me and that was a whisper for me. And this helps people understand really what you're talking about when you use this message about whispers, that they can come at any time, in any day, in any shape or form. And it's whether you're ready as the receiver to actually listen to the whisper, to use that to move forward in your life in whichever way you choose. And that's both of those quotes have really helped me understand actually what this whisper could be. So thank you for sharing those, Pete.
Yeah, well, I love the quote, you know, when the student's ready, the teacher appears.
Yeah.
The extension to that is when the student's heard it, the teacher disappears.
Yeah, that's great.
And yeah. and so, you know, with my family, obviously I've been around for a long time with my family. Still, they're not quite sure exactly what I do. It's hard for them to describe our jobs. We used to use lots of metaphors and we'd do, you know, hour snaps and board breaks and juggling. And my youngest daughter thought I was a clown. I'd go to work with juggling balls. But only in the last, maybe say 12 months, they've started to cotton on to what it means to hear your 21st whisper. And so it's become vernacular around our house. Oh, I've just heard my 21st whisper.
I see.
So one of my dreams would be to, you know, around the world, people use it as a to kind of shortcut and give people a sense of, I heard something that I've known it for a long time, but I finally heard it in a way. It's caused me to do something about it. That would be a dream for me.
It's a catalyst of change for the individual person.
It is.
And it can be a very small thing. It could be a very large thing. So it's really been that's really been an enlightening discussion for me, Pete. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Louise. Thanks for the invitation.
All right. Well, let's leave it then there, Pete. Shall we just, let's talk about, thank you very much for offering your Bounce Forward Toolkit. But is there anything that you would like to share, you know, as a personal gift for listeners who may be working in teams or in difficult situations with families, something around that that you can perhaps give us a what we call a little gem for people to think about? Maybe it might be a 21st whisper for someone.
My view on teams is, you know, the old saying, you know, there's no I in team.
Yeah.
It's a very well used phrase. I'm not sure I believe that, because all of the teams that I've ever been in or observed or coached, it's not that there's a selfishness, but every person in the best teams I've worked with has strived to deliver their very best contribution. So I think there is an I in team, as long as that I is doing it for other people. And a little bit of research that I read recently where people were given a 10-day course of antibiotics for themselves and a 10-day course of antibiotics for their dog. And then when they were followed up and to see which one did they comply with, and whenever I ask an audience about this, they always give me the same answer, our dog. It seems like we'll do more for our dog than we will do for ourselves. And so I think we can contribute more to a team if we're our best possible self. So we're kind of looking after ourselves for other people.
It's a nice way to put it. I like it. And perhaps the I in team, I could offer you something there. Perhaps the I in team stands for interdependence, which is a Tetramap phrase that we're all very proud of to share with others.
Yeah, I totally agree, Louise. In fact, my wife and I, we have this little bit of a philosophy, and again, we need to keep hearing it, is I'll look after me for her as long as she looks after her for me.
Nice.
And so it's a real interdependence, because I'm useless to my family if I'm not looking after myself, and she's not very good for not looking after herself, but we're both doing it for the benefit of everyone around us.
It's a lovely way of putting it. Thank you, Pete. That's great. So let's think about that. Look after yourself for an interdependence of being able to give more to other people. It's a nice
That's
way.
Right. That's
Thank
right.
you, Pete. All
You're
right,
well,
let's wrap it up there. Pete, if anyone wants to get in touch with you, how should they do that?
Well, they should 21whispers.com.
Yep.
They'll get free access to the toolkit on there. My contact details are on there. You can check me out on LinkedIn and just do that channel if you want to. And I'd love to have a 21st Whisper conversation with anyone.
Thank you, Pete. Well, I'll make sure I include all those details in the show note. And once again, thank you for being such a wonderful guest today. It's been great to have you on.
You're welcome, Louise. Thank you so much for the invitation. And I've really enjoyed the conversation.
Me too. Thanks, Pete.